presenting Hollywood's Open House. Starring Enrique Madrigera, his violin, and his orchestra, a special radio comedy sketch, our guest singing star, Jerry Cooper, the young comedy team, Dick and Gene Wesson, an all-star supporting cast, and yours truly, Jim Amici. And our open house guest, the charming motion picture actress-producer, Miss Kay Francis. Your host, Jim Amici, with another welcome from Hollywood's Open House. In the reception room, waiting to greet you, are as fine a group of personalities as ever gathered for a get-together. As our guest singing star, Jerry Cooper, as the young comedy team, Dick and Gene Wesson, as our lovely guest star, Kay Francis, and of course, as also our star maestro, Enrique Madrigera, who now makes an energetic entrance with his own musical comments on Just One of Those Things. Many charming ladies. There are in the world many lovely ladies, and there are in the world a good number of talented ladies. But when you combine all three, charm, loveliness, and great talent, you get just one lady, and that's our guest, Miss Kay Francis.
Jim, that was wonderful. Say it again.
Can't.
Why not?
No breath left.
I'm not surprised.
Kay, there are rumors about you.
Well, that's nice. There's only one thing worse than being talked about.
And that's...
Not being talked about. What are the rumors?
Well, that you're going to be a motion picture producer now.
Not going to be, Jim. I am.
But tell me, is it much different being both producer and star?
Naturally. It's more work, and in some ways it's more fun. But some mighty strange things can happen. Now, for example... If a man is a motion picture producer and he sees a beautiful girl and he thinks she's good picture material, he can go up and speak to her and no one's surprised. But when a woman producer walks up and speaks to a strange young man for the same reason, that's when the eyebrows lift a bit. Most unfair.
Well, has anything like that happened to you?
Not exactly. But I can imagine some things like that could happen.
Such as?
Well, I'll show you. Let's imagine that I'm in a train returning to Hollywood from New York.
Yes.
I need help. Now, will you pretend that you're the boy in the case?
Yes, with pleasure.
All right. I'm on the train, and you're on the train. But we don't know one another. Yes. Let's go.
Good evening, ma'am. Table for one.
Please. Dine is a bit crowded, isn't it?
You know how it is, ma'am. Everyone gets hungry at the same time. Do you mind sitting at the table with the young man there?
You mean the good-looking one? Oh, dear me, what a shame. Well, we'll just have to make the best of it, won't we?
Pardon me, sir. You don't mind the lady...
Sure.
Thank you so much.
I'll have the waiter here in a moment.
It's getting dark out, isn't it?
I've never known it to fail at this time of day.
How true. Do you happen to know the correct time?
No, I'm afraid not. My watch is always 5 minutes fast.
Oh, now, look. Look, I don't mean to intrude, but, well, after all, we're going to be shut up in this convenient but uncomfortable moving vehicle for another 12 hours. So, my name's Kate Francis. I say my name's Kate
Francis. Do you want the dinner, ma'am?
I'm a motion picture producer.
Or the gigantic, sensational, stupendous, super deluxe dinner?
I wasn't talking to you. I'll order a bit later.
Later? Oh, yes, ma'am, yes.
By the way, I don't believe I caught your name.
I don't believe I dropped it.
Perhaps you'd rather be alone.
What? Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Good, then I'll stay.
I didn't mean to be rude. It's just that, well, I'm in a bad mood, I guess, trying to think.
Does thinking always put you in a bad mood?
It does when I'm trying to remember my name and who I am.
Good gracious, have you forgotten?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
How very careless of you. You should tie a string around your finger. It's very useful to have a sure method for things like that.
Well, it's no joke. My memory's completely gone. All I know is that I'm on this train.
Obviously.
And that I'm headed for California.
That's because the train's headed there, no doubt.
Now, listen. This is serious. You don't understand. I've lost my name.
Yeah, don't get mad at me. I'm sure I didn't take it.
Well, how am I going to find out who I am?
Let's start with the obvious. Look in your wallet.
I did. Nothing there. You can see for yourself.
Where is it?
Well, I thought I had it.
It's a good thing your head's attached to your shoulders.
Oh, if I could only remember why I'm going to California, maybe I'd remember who I am.
This seems to be the perfect example of a vicious circle. Now, wait. Isn't that an identification plate that you have on?
Yes, but it seems I forgot to have it filled in.
What's it say?
14 carat made in USA.
Accurate, if vague.
Well, I guess I'd better be going. You don't seem to take this very seriously. Maybe you think it's not the truth.
Oh, no, really. Hey, no, don't go. Oh.
He's a gentleman too, lady. He doesn't forget his check.
Mighty convenient, this amnesia. How much?
$150.
All right, here. Keep the change.
Hey, lady, don't you want no dinner?
No, I've got some very important unfinished business. Hey, you!
My name is not you.
It'll do for the present. I say, wait a minute. What do I have to do to chase you through the entire train? Hey, wait a minute! And that's that.
What's what?
I said...
So what difference does it make to you?
Please, will you stop for a minute, will you? People are looking at me as though I were the villain pursuing the heroine with a 10-foot knife.
Well, you don't have to follow me, you know.
Oh, I don't, huh? Well, you just listen. And that's final. Well, here's the club car. Now, will you light for a while?
Yeah, sure. So you can make a few more wisecracks at my expense?
Your expense? Will you listen to the man? Knowing you for a total of 2 minutes has cost me a total of $2. Imagine what could happen at that rate.
I'll pay you back, I assure you, when I find my wallet.
I hope there's more in your wallet than there is in your head.
You see, there you go again. I've got amnesia.
Maybe we'll have a nice, good train wreck. And it'll all come back to you. Just relax. We'll recite poetry or something and distract you. I've been told distraction is good for mental cases. Simple Simon, never...
That's it.
That's which?
Simon, that's my name.
How convenient.
I knew it the minute you said it.
What about your last name?
Oh... Oh, I forgot about that. I don't know.
Oh, well, don't worry. I'll look after you in spite of everything. And believe me, in your case, everything covers a lot of territory. You know, I like you.
Oh, don't talk like that.
Why not?
Well, I may be a married man.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm full grown. There's no telling what I've done.
Well, do you feel married?
Well, how does it feel?
Like you wish you weren't. Listen, do you remember the thump-a-thump?
No.
You're sure?
Positive.
Oh, well, in that case, everything's just fine. Maya, aren't the lights kind of bright out here? Well, why don't we go out on the observation platform and get some fresh air and all that kind of thing, you know? Good heavens. 11 o'clock. You know, I didn't realize we'd been out here so long. Now, listen, Simon, you're sick. You've got to go to bed. Say, by the way, you wouldn't by any chance know where your birth is.
I'm not sure, but I think...
Never mind. I started this, and I'll finish it. I'll find your birth. This must be it. It's the only birth with no shoes under it. Go on, open the curtain. Well, he just had no business going to bed with his shoes on. I guess I'll take you over to my birth.
Oh, now, just a minute. I may have amnesia, but I'm still a man, and I don't steal births from women.
Now, I know you're a man, but you're a sick man, and that makes you a baby. It's quite all right for babies to take women's beds.
What?
Do as I say. This is the sort of thing women have to suffer ever since they got suffrage. Personally, I'm for going back to the 18th century. Come on.
In just a moment, we'll hear more of the imaginary adventures of Kay Francis, motion picture producer. And now back to the imaginary adventures of Kay Francis. Miss Francis is traveling to Hollywood from New York. On the train, she discovered a young man suffering from amnesia. She's decided to take care of him.
Simon, come on.
I'm here. Now, be careful getting down.
Oh. Well, thank you, Simon.
So, this is Los Angeles.
Do you have anything familiar?
Not a thing. Guess I've never been here before.
Well, you must have had luggage when you got on. Remember what you had?
No, of course not.
All right, we'll find it. Porter!
Yes.
Porter, this young man has lost his luggage. Do you suppose you could bring us any baggage you have left over?
It's against the rules, ma'am.
Now, look, $5 lying on the platform.
Would
it? Couldn't be yours, could it, Porter?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's mine, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Want any trunks, too, ma'am?
Oh, no. Just anything you can find. We'll be in the waiting room.
Now, what are you going to do with me?
Well, you're a little large for checking. But I've got to go and take care of my trunk, so you stay right here and wait for the porter, and don't move. In case I lose you, better take this.
Oh, I can't take money.
Take it.
Well, how much is it?
Can't even count. $25.
Well, all right. Kay.
Yes, Simon?
I just want to say, before we find out who I am, I hope I'm not married.
So do I, Simon. Sorry I took so along. Has your baggage shown up?
I beg your pardon.
I said, say, what is this? Don't you remember me now?
I never saw you before. I'm afraid you have the advantage of me.
I'm beginning to think that it's no advantage knowing you.
Well, what do you want?
For one thing, I'd like $25. You do have $25, don't you?
I do, but that's hardly unusual.
It is, if it's my $25. And I want them back, Simon.
What? How do you know my name?
How do I know? Why, the ingratitude of it. The nerve of it. Well, never mind. If that's all it meant to you, that's all right. I don't even care, but I thought I thought...
You thought what, Kay?
Oh. Well, now, it's Kay again.
What did you think?
Well, that we,
That we were something different?
Yes.
But we are. We are different.
We are? Oh, now I see it. It's quite clear. There's nothing wrong with you. It's me. I'm crazy.
No, Jay. I'll tell you what happened.
Please.
I was on my way to Hollywood to see you.
Huh?
I'm a writer. I wanted an assignment on your new picture.
Oh.
I made all that up to show you how much imagination I have.
Imagination?
I kind of forgot about the job after a little while.
Yeah?
But thought maybe you were just being nice to a sick guy. So I pulled this last scene about not knowing you. I wanted to see what you do.
Well, you saw, and your imagination is rather...
Well, it wasn't mine. I got the idea from a movie.
I know. I produced it. It flopped.
Better get a new writer, Gay.
I think I have one, Simon.
A life contract, darling.
A life contract. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Hello, Miss Francis.
Hello. Who are you?
I don't know. I've forgotten my name.
Now, wait a minute.
What'll I do?
Oh, come on, Jerry. Relax.
Jerry? Oh, you're Jerry Cooper.
Yeah, but you can't blame a fellow for trying. It worked for me, Chief. Why shouldn't it work for Cooper? Gee, Miss Francis, you're a motion picture producer now, and I'm a singer, and I thought if I forgot my name like Jim did...
But, Jerry, it was just a made-up story. You were just making believe.
Making believe? That's what I'm going to do now. You listen, Miss Francis. I'm doing it to music.
I'm making believe that you're in my arms, though I know you're so far away. Making believe I'm talking to you. Wish you could hear what I say. I'm here in the gloom of my lonely room. We're dancing like we used to do. Making believe is just another way of dreaming. Oh, till my dreams come true. I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light and kiss my pillow, making believe it's you. I know I'm making believe I'm talking to you. Wish you could hear what I say. I'm here in the gloom of my lonely room. We're dancing like we used to do. Making believe is just another way of dreaming. Oh, till my dreams come true. Whisper goodnight, turn out the light and kiss my pillow, making believe it's you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Hollywood's Open House takes pleasure in welcoming two young men whose cleverness has enabled them to break into some of Hollywood's finest homes. without being caught once. Dick and Gene Wesson.
Well, thank you for that marvelous welcome, Jim. I'm sorry my brother isn't here to thank you also.
Well, I saw you come in together. Where is Dick?
I don't know, but if I get my hands on him...
Has anybody here seen Dick Wesson?
I knew he was around someplace. Dick Wesson, if you don't stop that nonsense, I'll smack you down.
Oh, don't you won't. Oh, don't you won't.
Now, stop that, little man.
Now, listen. Just because you're bigger than I am is no reason...
Yes?
...that I'm smaller than you are.
No, come on. Now, listen, you're looking for trouble, and you're going to get it.
Yeah, well, just don't fool around with me, see, kid? Or I'll take you right outside, and I'll meet you in the alley.
Look, if you want to get smart with me, I'll take you outside, and I'll meet you in the alley.
And I'll fight you, too.
And I'll fight you.
You'll probably have your gang with you.
Oh, no, I won't. I'll be there, and I'll be there alone.
You're darn right, because I won't be there.
Now, look, Dick, come here. I want to introduce you to Jim Amici. Jim... This is my brother, Dick.
This is... this is your brother?
Yeah, well, you ought to heard your brother laugh when I mentioned your name.
At this point, I would like to do a scene from the recent motion picture Gaslight, co-starring Charles Boyer and Ingrid Bergman, and I will portray Charles Boyer.
And I will betray Miss Ingrid Bergman.
Darling. Darling, you know that I love you very much. But darling, darling, it's dark in here. Turn on the gas light.
Oh, I can't.
Turn on the gas light.
Oh, yes, I can't.
Why can't you turn on the gas light?
We haven't paid the gas bill.
Darling, I am madly in love with you. I want you to say something to me. Something soft and sweet. Please, darling. Please, darling, say something soft and sweet.
Tapioca pudding.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, darling. Thank you very much. Thank you. Darling, je vous aime beaucoup, très joli. Je parle français comme ci, comme ça. Vous parlez français?
Vous don't. Oh, mais oui, monsieur français. Oh, je parle français magnifique, naturellement, monsieur, naturellement. Les Champs-Élysées, les rues de la paix, les ronds, c'est tellement réfléchis, mon rêve, c'est flouten, that is verboten. I shouldn't have gone to that school,
huh? I'll say you shouldn't.
May I interrupt here? I'm Kay Francis.
Oh.
Who are you?
Miss Francis, my name is Gene Wesson, and Vic, this is my brother, Dick.
This is your brother?
Yes.
Oh. Now, listen, please, Miss Francis. I mean, after all, you don't know who we are, I expect. I mean...
I believe, Miss Francis, you are overlooking a couple of great picture bets. Well, we've been in several pictures. We were in Rain... We were an ice bomb.
Then we were in bed with pneumonia.
How nice.
Yeah, we could have had double pneumonia, but we didn't want to hog all the scenes, you know.
Miss Francis, being a great picture star, you must know very many of the Hollywood celebrities.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Well, do you by any chance know Lana Turner?
Mm-hmm. I know her very well.
You do? Well, my brother has something to ask you then. Dick, go ahead. Go ahead and ask Miss Francis.
Oh, no, no, I know.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Come on, Dick. Oh, no, no, I couldn't ask for that. Please.
Really think I should?
Oh,
well,
sure.
All right, I'll just have one little question. Up.
No, no.
I like to ask you, well, being as you know Miss Turner so well and everything, Miss Francis, I'd like to ask you that,
Yes?
I'd like to... The next time you see Miss Turner, would you ask her if I could have some of her old sweaters?
Well, Kay, I hope you enjoyed your visit here as much as we enjoyed having you.
No, it's been great, Jim. I'll see you again soon, will you? And now, so long, everybody.
Rick and Gene Weston, have you any parting remarks?
Yes, sir. Yes, Jim, we have a few words of wisdom we'd like to pass on to you this evening.
Well, yes, it's something Jim and our mother always told us. She always said, Richard and Eugene, wherever you go, whatever you do, always be certain of this. Don't forget to leave the people with a laugh. Always leave the people with a laugh. So, ladies and gentlemen, until we see you all again.
Madrigal's own farewell signature, adios. This visit to Hollywood's open house comes to an end. Special music was composed by Jack Belasco. The program is produced under the direction of Ray Green. This is Jim Amici inviting you to Hollywood's open house at the same time next week.